Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, a dark and gloomy Thursday morning here in the Marion area. 15 minutes past the hour, August the 10th, 2023, 67 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And I hope you're enjoying the morning no matter where you are on this gloomy Thursday morning. I'm telling you, August has not been great for us here in Ohio. We've had some nice days. We've had some sunny days. We've had some warm days. But boy, we've had the rain. We've had the overcast skies. Just not a great month weather-wise. And I think most of the kids go back to school next week. So we'll see how that all ticks out when the kids have to get on the bus next week. And you know what I'm starting to worry about? Because this week, every morning I have gone to McDonald's, there have really been no cars there at all. I mean, it has been easy to get through the drive-thru. I don't even think there's been the hint of a line any day this week. But I know when school starts next week, that line will double, triple, quadruple. It'll be a little longer wait in the morning. That seems to be the way it goes when school's in session. A lot of the kids have to stop and get their morning mocha, froca lattes, and iced coffees, and teachers as well. So the school year is upon us here in Marion. Now, I want to mention tomorrow's Friday. Friday is one of our great days here at the station. We have a lot of programming on Friday. And tomorrow we will continue with a lot of programming. We'll kick off the morning with my show tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 9 a.m. live. And then Pastor Whitaker will be with us from 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then from 10:15 until 11 a.m., Matt Morgan joins me and we discuss everything going on in the world. And then from 11:15 to 12, you have Pastor Craig catching you up with everything going on in Marion. And from 12:15 until 1, we have Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself on the Exchange Club. And we possibly might have a special guest tomorrow, but we certainly have a lot to talk about. We certainly are going to talk about Issue 1 and how that all turned out yesterday. We're certainly going to talk about anything that might happen tonight into tomorrow. And there were a couple things last week that we did not talk about during the Exchange Club that I'm sure we will talk about tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, Friday Night Live will be on, one of the great fun shows to do on this station, 8:15 until 10 o'clock on Friday night. That will be Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and tomorrow, after a month's absence, being gone for a month, Carrington Nelson will return to Friday Night Live, and we will have a great program. We'll catch up with Carrington and find out what she's been up to and what she's been doing. You know, the first time she was on, she's been on twice now. She was on once during the Marion County Fair, and we all thought she was great. And then she was on the week after the Marion County Fair, and we had a lot of fun with that. But it was her first week, so I think she was a little nervous. But I think now after a month, even though she's been on vacation, I think tomorrow night should be something to behold. So you're not going to want to miss that. Carrington Nelson returns to the Friday Night Live show tomorrow night after being gone for a month. I think the last time she was on was July the 14th. So a full day of fun. Also, I should mention, we finally got our Columbus Zoo and Zumbezi Bay passes. So we're going to have a lot to give away, a lot of good stuff that we heretofore have not given away. And with a little blast of summer left through Labor Day, we want to start giving away these Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo tickets, which we might do later on this morning. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that. Now, we will also have our other Friday tradition, thanks to our good friend Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. We will have our top 10 list. We have our new top 10 list for tomorrow already delivered to me. So we will have one for the morning programs, and we will have one for the Friday Night Live program tomorrow as well. Now, before we get into some trivia here this morning, maybe give away some Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo passes, I do want to talk about last night. Last night, I got together for a TV taping with George Kasotis, who just turned 91 on August the 2nd, and Linda Sims here on the station, who hosts Voice of a People, which, by the way, Voice of a People with Linda Sims can be heard today from 10:15 until 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. And Linda and I had the best time last night with George reminiscing about so many things in Marion. Now, some of the things we talked about last night, we talked about the Ace High Club, which was once called Shantytown over on the west side of town. Does anybody remember Shantytown or the Ace High Club on the west end of town? We talked about that. I had never heard about that. We talked about a gentleman who really sounds like a character in those days named Johnny Goodblack. Does anybody remember Johnny Goodblack? Apparently, he was a very tall man, and I guess he had a gold tooth. Linda and George both knew him. I never knew Johnny Goodblack, but that was a name from the past we went through yesterday. I'll tell you what we did talk about. We talked about former police chief Johnny Long. And, you know, we really don't know what happened to John Long. The story is he committed suicide at his desk. If we've went through this on the air before. There were newspaper articles about it, but we talked a little bit about that. George knew John Long, and Linda certainly remembered him, so we talked a little bit about that. We talked about all George's restaurants, from the Crest Restaurant to Cafe George to Kagan Vine, Home Cafe. I did not know George at one point owned the Ace High Club. I thought that was interesting. So there was just a lot to be talked about last night. Does any of this strike any memories with anybody out there? 740-751-4038. We always love to talk Marion history here on this program. And these are some things that I don't think we've really talked a whole lot about on this program, but I certainly think they're worthwhile. Ace High Club, Shantytown, Johnny Goodblack, The Kagan Vine Restaurant. We talked about Bobby Floyd last night playing the piano. Just a lot of good stuff. Oh, and the story about, does anybody remember Gail Ireland. Mayor Gail Ireland from the 1950s, I think it would have been. George has a story about Mayor Gail Ireland that I couldn't even begin to tell here this morning. It's one of the funniest stories. I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time, but one of the funniest stories you would ever want to hear. And there's a newspaper article involved with this story, and I'm going to try to find it. It dates back to the 1950s, but it is hilarious. Oh, Abby's up and listening already here this morning. Apparently, Abby would like to go to Zumbezi Bay. You know, she's just all vacation now. She's all about the vacations. Wants to head to Zumbezi Bay. Today would not be a good day for Zumbezi Bay. But we do have Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo tickets, and they're going to be coming up. Maybe giveaway here this morning, and certainly tomorrow morning we're going to do some stuff with that. Because we want everybody who wants to go to Zumbezi Bay or the Columbus Zoo to be able to go. And I think Zumbezi Bay is only open through Labor Day. So we've only got about a month to take care of all that here on this station. All right. Does anybody remember any of these things or have something from Marion past that is interesting to you? Does anybody remember Mayor Gail Ireland? Because to be honest with you, I don't remember him at all. I hear he was a tall man, and he was kind of a heavy man. And I know the story that George told about him last night, which is a very funny story, but I don't know much about him. Did anybody ever have any run-ins with male? Why do I keep saying male? Yeah, he was male. Mayor Gale Ireland. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's a story that has to do with Mayor Ireland and George's restaurant and a coffee pot. I'll tell you that. But it's much more in-depth than that, and I got to find that newspaper article. Then maybe I would venture to tell you the story on the air. It just sounds hilarious. Let's see here. What else do we want to talk about this morning? Well, issue one, I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about that tomorrow, but the numbers are still very interesting to me that over 3 million people Tuesday voted in this election in the state, this one-issue election, special election. 363,923 people voted in the state, 38.54% of the voting public in Ohio. And, of course, issue one was defeated, 57% to 42%, which means nothing will change. To get a constitutional amendment passed, you will still only have to have a simple majority. In Marion County, the numbers were quite different, but the numbers in Marion County still shock me. In the primary back in May, which was primarily local races, 3,000 people turned out, 11% of the voting public. On Tuesday, for this special election, 13,405 people turned out, 34% of the voting public. 10,000 more people turned out on Tuesday than did during the primary in May. Three times as many people. So I don't know what that means for November, because abortion rights will be on the ballot in November. Is that going to drive a lot of people to the polls? Normally, this would be an off-year election. And we would not, there's nothing really going on statewide as far as a governor's race or anything like that. And there's no presidential race this year. It mostly would just be local races and bond issues and levies. But I'll tell you, with abortion on the ballot and issue one going down Tuesday, I think we might have huge turnouts at the polls. And I think Glenn Coble and Mary Ellen Withrow for turning out yesterday on this program to give their opinions on what happened on Tuesday. But in Marion County, issue one did pass 55% to 44%. Of course, that doesn't mean anything because it's a statewide issue, but I did not think it would be that close in Marion. Marion tends to be a little more conservative, and there was a smaller gap in Marion between yes and no than there was statewide. So I don't know what this says as we head into the fall, but those are the numbers. I think it's important to look at Marion's numbers, and I think it's important to look at numbers statewide, because that could impact a lot of the local races we have this year, and one of those local races, of course, is the mayoral race. So there you go. Now, by the way, Glenn Coble on the show yesterday said a lot of interesting things. He said that there was an 80% chance that he would not run for a second term as mayor if he's elected this fall. That's very interesting. 80% chance. And that, because we were talking about the pay raises for mayor, and right now it's not been voted in, but there is a pay raise on the mayor, a pay raise on the table for the mayor that would raise his salary to something like $110,000 a year. Now, next year, the salary of the mayor goes up to $75,000. Right now, it's $69,000. Now, Glenn said yesterday that if he were elected, he would not want the pay raises. He would not take the $110,000. He would not take the $75,000. A matter of fact, he said he didn't even need the $69,000, that he would do the job for $35,000. Now, he said he did not want the money to go back into the city budget. He wanted it to go for good things being done in the city. Well, a lot of good things can get done with $40,000. a year for 4 years if someone is elected. Do you think this might help Glenn's campaign? I mean, everybody has pretty well said that it looks good for Bill Collins, but does that help the idea that Glenn, there's an 80% chance that Glenn would be a one-term mayor, and the fact that he did not want to take the full pay that the mayor would get for his 4 years in office, does that mean anything to anybody? He said it yesterday. I don't know where we go from there. I don't know what the inner machinations are of how you would do that, but what do you think? 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. 740-751-4038. Okay. Something else. Oh, yeah, I know what I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, you know, nothing is really ever planned on these shows. And yesterday, we got talking about issue one, and somehow we got on to marriage. Now, marriage is a big topic on this show, and it has been for 9 years, because I've never been married. And we've told a lot of funny stories about this, and it's gone back and forth forever. And I think yesterday we stumbled upon something that should be legislation in Ohio. Now, forget issue one. Here's what I truly believe, that I think, because of the divorce rate in Ohio and everywhere else for that matter, that if, now you got to follow this, that if you get married and divorced once, that's okay. You get a pass on that. You know, everybody gets one mistake. But if you get married a second time and you get divorced again, then if you want to get married a third time, you've got to wait 2 years. Because you've already been married and divorced twice. And then if you get married and divorced a third time, you've got to wait 3 years before the fourth time. And if you get married and divorced a fourth time, you got to wait 4 years. Because here's what I think happens. And again, this is just my opinion. Is that I think people don't wait long enough to realize that the person they're marrying is not exactly what they think they are. Because I think if they waited long enough, there wouldn't be so many divorces. So here's what I have deduced in the whole marriage thing, is that it's not really that people are making mistakes or people are bad. It's they're not waiting long enough. They're jumping into these marriages when they're still in the honeymoon phase of their relationship where the person's great. You know, everybody's great in the beginning. Everybody's always great in the beginning. Why would you marry the person if you didn't think they were great? Well, the problem is not that you don't think they're great. The problem is that you're not waiting long enough to find out what the real person's like. And maybe if you waited long enough, you would not be jumping into these marriages again and again and again and again. You know, and once you get like 5 marriages... on, you know, that's like a hand. You've got a hand of marriages. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not going to use the name on this particular person because I really don't know if they, normally they wouldn't care if I used the name, but on this issue, they might care if I used the name. I was talking with somebody yesterday about this, and they said that once I had initially said that, yesterday, that you need a little cooling off period between divorces. They said, you know, that's spoken like somebody who's never been married. And that is true. I've never been married. But then they changed their tune a little bit. And they said they didn't even understand why people get married. Why do you need documentation? Now, this person and I now completely agree with marriage. I've never understood that. Why do you need documentation? Now, you can still get out of a marriage. Clearly, we all do with the divorce. But it's just, it's more expensive. It's harder. I mean, there it just makes life more difficult, to be honest with you. It costs more money. So my point is that eventually this person came around to see things the way that I see things. And here's my philosophy rolled into one here, is that most people, if you look at them, now they'll tell you that everybody they've ever been around is different. You know, oh, this person's different. It'll be different this time. You know, you'll hear this. Just wait for the lines of the person who's about to be married again. You'll hear them say this. It's different. This person's different. I've never met anybody like this person. They're the one. You know, those are the lines you hear, the cliches. But the truth of the matter is that most people are the same. You tend to fall into a type of the person that you marry. So, here's the point on this. My new philosophy, and I'm going to lay this one on you for the first time. What you want, if you like French fries, and you're marrying French fries all the time, you need to try macaroni and cheese. Or conversely, because I'm not a big macaroni and cheese person, if you've always been marrying macaroni and cheese, maybe you need to try French fries. Because you're not having good luck with macaroni and cheese. I understand you like macaroni and cheese, but you've married macaroni and cheese like 3, 4, 5 times. Maybe you need to try French fries and see how that goes. That's all I'm saying. That's my new analogy on it. Or you can substitute peanut butter in there. If you really like peanut butter, and I don't know why anybody would, but if you really like peanut butter, lay off the peanut butter for a minute and try French fries. Don't eat so much peanut butter. I think that's brilliant. I think there are just pearls of wisdom coming off this show this morning. Number one, don't stick with the same thing. Number two, you need a cooling off period after the second marriage. I believe in Ohio. I don't know if we can do it nationally. All right. I thought we might get a phone call on this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, one thing you left out there is have a little bit of gravy on your French fries.
Well, see, right there, that's probably why I've never been married, because I certainly don't want any gravy. You know, now
you ate gravy, that's why I said that.
Now how do you feel about these two things that I'm saying here this morning? If you've always went for one type, macaroni and cheese, don't you think you should try French fries?
Oh, yeah.
Because clearly you're not having success with macaroni and cheese.
Well, I don't get people who've been married so many times, it's pathetic. And a lot of them will be real religious, too. I mean, how can you be, you know, real religious and be divorced and married, you know, 4 or 5 times?
Well, here's what I want to say, because I do know people who've been married and divorced a long time, and I want to say two things. Number one, a lot of them are really good people. They're not evil people. They're not.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're very nice people. I have nothing bad to say about them. Matter of fact, some of them are very good friends of mine. But I do think, and I think they would recognize it themselves, that something is wrong. Something isn't right. Now, the problem is I think sometimes they always think it's the other person's fault. Well, when you get past 2 marriages and maybe 3, I think at some point, and again, it's not that you're a bad person. I think you just have to start saying, maybe this isn't for me.
Well, I think at that point, you have to just say, hey, you know, I want a companion to live with and have fun, but I'm done with the marriage.
Right, right. And also, it's very interesting to me, and I'm saying it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but wouldn't it be interesting, once you got 2 marriages under your belt, if you wanted to get married a third time, that you would have to wait 2 years because you've been married twice? And 3 years if you've been married 3, 4 years if you've been married 4, because I don't think that these people are really getting married because they're dumb or something like that. I don't think that's the reason. I think what's happening, they're not waiting long enough
to see the person's flaws. And the reason their marriages have not worked heretofore is they got married too quick before they saw the person's flaws.
Right, yeah. You know, when you first get to know somebody or, you know, and they change, after, you know, after marriage, you know, a lot of times things change. They like the newness and that, you know, that relationship offers. You know, they don't like the relationship once it goes 5 or 10 years or something. You know, they like that newness. And it's just like some people, you know, they can't have a good time unless they're fighting and have makeup sex. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and
I
think...
That's a big thing for some people, but the reason why they fight is they like the makeup sex, you know?
Well, it could be, but, you know, I know a lot of people who just simply cannot be alone. And they try... They say, you know, I think in their mind they say, well, I need to be alone for a while. I need to sort myself out. Well, they don't do that, though. They, you know, they're maybe alone a month, and then they're right back in the next thing because they get lonely. They don't have that support in their life that clearly they need, which actually, and apparently I'm going to become a psychologist in my life, because clearly the problem there is that they're not happy alone. And when you're depending on somebody else for your happiness...
Oh, that's no good.
It's not going to work. But they never see that. You can try... I'll tell you, not too long ago, I tried to tell somebody who I consider a friend. I tried to say, listen, I think the relationship you're in is... Because they were saying a lot of those cliches. You know, this is the one... I've never met anybody like this before. They were saying that stuff. And I was thinking, I've heard this before. I've heard this many, many times before. And I just, as a friend, I said, you know, this doesn't sound... I've heard this before. And maybe you might want to take some time here and get yourself together and be happy on your own. And they got very angry about this. They did not like me saying that at all. So, you know, you can never give advice like that.
Oh, no, you know. Sometimes you're better off to keep your thoughts to yourself.
Because they don't want to hear that they have said that before. You know, it's sad. They're good people. They're not evil people. And I never want to say that somebody who's been married a lot of times is a bad person at all. Because I don't believe that. But
well,
I do believe, what's that?
Is dependent on somebody else to make you happy.
Yeah, that's what I think the problem is. I don't think they're bad people. I think sometimes they're money driven. Because clearly if you have two incomes coming in, it's going to be better than one for your life. I think that's a driver of it. I think sometimes when, I'm not going to get into the male and female aspects of this because I don't want to seem like I'm coming down on females. But it goes both ways because, to be honest, if you're a female and let's say you don't know how to work on cars, well, maybe you find a male who does know how to work on cars, and that takes a whole lot of pressure off you. But conversely, let's say you're a male who doesn't know how to sew or know how to cook or know how to... And I understand these are cliches about men and women, but let's say you don't, or who doesn't like to go to parent-teacher conferences, and then all of a sudden you've got a girl over here who does like to do those things. Well, that takes the pressure off of you there. So it does work for a while, but you really don't like each other. You may like each other, but you really are not, you shouldn't be getting married. It's just you're filling holes in each other's lives that really... That's not how a relationship should be.
Right. You're dependent on people for the wrong reason.
You are, and I just think...
I mean, you need to learn how to sew yourself.
Right, and I just think if people took a little... What is wrong with taking time? What is wrong with waiting years?
Well, when you're younger, you know, it's easier, you know, to take the time. I mean, when you get older, you know, if you say, well... I'm going to wait 5 years, you know, your lab would be dead by that time, you know.
Well, yeah, I think if you're over 65, you probably know what you want to do. But I'm talking people under 65 here.
Especially young kids. I mean, unless you've dated a lot, a lot of times you really don't even know, the difference what you do want. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's right. And I think, I think clearly, when you've been through these relationships many times, I don't think you can say that it is all the other person's fault.
All right,
Mary just sent a message here. This is a funny message Mary just sent in. It says, marriage is just a nice word for adopting a fully grown man who can't take care of himself. So there you go. And I think to some degree that is true.
Oh, yeah, with a lot of people that is true.
Yep. I think Mary has it right on the money there. I think that's absolutely right. And I think in the beginning you like, somebody told me this once, because obviously I've never been married, but somebody told me that the things you really like about somebody in the beginning of a relationship, like cooking them food, like taking them places, like being around them all the time, that's the stuff you eventually end up resenting about them, is that you have to cook them food all the time, that you have to take them places all the time, that you have to spend money on them all the time. So the stuff you love about them, love, in air quotes, is the stuff you end up hating about them.
Yeah, that could very, very easily happen.
Now, I do want to get your thoughts on the cool-off period, though. What do you think? If you're married 2 years, you got to wait 2 years.
I'm all in favor of that.
I think we should put that on the ballot for November. How do we get that done?
I think it should be a little bit harder for people to get married. And a lot of times, the first marriage don't work out too good. I got a brother, he got married, and he thought things should go all his way, what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'll give people a pass on one. A lot of people can get married and divorced, and I get that. Some people get married too young. Some people get married because they're pressured into it. I'll give you one mistake. I'll give you that. But I think once you get into 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, and I even know a lady who's a great lady. I've known her most of my life, probably all of my life. I honestly don't know what marriage she's on. She might be at 8 or 9 now, to be honest with you. She's a nice lady. It's just clearly she should not be getting married.
Yes. It seems like there's a problem there, but...
But you know what? If I think about it, I was trying to remember how many marriages she was at by the time she was 50. Quite a few. I think she should have stopped there. But with her, it's always the one. It's always, this is going to be forever. Well, 9 forevers later, maybe 10. I really don't know at this point.
Maybe some of them are dying on her, too.
I don't think any have died.
I know some people, if they've been married and their ex dies, especially a lot of times women, they'll keep that person's last name and put a hyphen and their new last name.
I think death is a different story. I think if you're married a whole bunch because your people are dying, I that's different. I think that should go before the court, and you should say, okay, well, you don't have to wait 2 years. But if you're divorcing them, because usually what goes on in the courts is irreconcilable differences. That's usually what gets up there. And isn't it interesting that this person you loved, all of a sudden, you have irreconcilable differences with? How can you go from love to irreconcilable differences in just a matter of years?
Well, some people do it way before years. Well, they're getting married for all the wrong reasons, what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's right. And again, it doesn't make them bad people, because some people hear a conversation like this and they think we're condemning the person who's doing this. No, they don't know they're doing it. If they knew they were doing it, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right, it's easy to meet somebody that makes you laugh and, tells you things, that you want to hear, but it's a lot different you know, somebody that are telling you things you want to hear are actually true.
Well, and some people want to live together. That's a big thing. And you know, if you go a long time in a relationship with a, in my case, a girl, and you don't want to live with them, and you haven't moved in with them, and you are not proposing to them, and that's been their life, proposals and living together, you know, they can get very, I don't know what you're, edgy, because that's not how their life has been. You know, they've always had somebody move in with them. They've always had somebody propose to them. They've always gotten married. They've always done that sort of thing. And when you don't do that, after a while, they get angry.
Well, I think both people, you know, you ought to date, not move in.
Yes, I'm for that.
You know, people ought to date for a while before they move in. You just, I mean, I had a girl call me few years back, and she was telling me that her old man was, you know, hitting on her and, you know, stuff like that. I think she kind of wanted to, you know, move in with me, but, you know, she might have had a chance with me, but you leave the one you're with, then you get your next one. You know, you can't expect somebody to let you move in with them or something, and they're still married to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true, and I'm all for that. But I also think that, you know, it's a complicated thing, and that's why it's interesting to talk about. But the truth of the matter is that I just wish people try different things like they do in life. And you know what's also interesting? I always find this fascinating. Most of the people, once you get to a certain age, and I'm just going to use, let's say, age 35, because you're really no longer a kid, but you're definitely not an older person yet. So let's say you get to age 35 and you meet somebody. Now, let's say that person's been divorced, married and divorced, or maybe has kids, or whatever. Now, you know that they have had problems because clearly they're no longer married to that person anymore. So when you say they're the perfect person or, you know, blah, 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 well, maybe you should talk to their ex-wife or ex-husband about that, because clearly something happened there that made that not doable anymore. So how perfect can they really be?
Oh, nobody's perfect.
Right, but I don't think people wait up.
If you are getting married and divorced a lot of times, if you have kids, you know, if both of you come into it with kids, it's better than if one comes in with kids and the other one doesn't have it. But when you're trying to get along in marriage and grow that marriage, and then if both of you have two kids that came into marriage, it's dependent on how the kids are a lot of times on how the marriage is going to get along. If you got some trouble making kids, or you got kids that is, you know, they don't like you seeing being remarried to this person, they think you should still be married with daddy, you know, there's a lot of problems that can come up. You might be well suited for each other if you didn't have the kids.
Well, and kids are forever. You know, a lot of people think that once kids are 18, they're going to go away. That doesn't happen.
No. Sometimes you worry more about them later in life than what you would, you know, when they're younger.
Then you get grandkids.
Right.
You know, and I'll tell you, it's very interesting. But, and you know what? A lot of these people come from very good families. They are not, and I want to reiterate this, they're not bad people. They have bad choosing skills.
You know, very good people have the same things that happen to them that, you know, bad people do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's right. But I think a lot of times when you critique somebody's marriages, they take that very personal. And they think you're saying they're a bad person for doing that. I'm not saying that at all. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just, I think there's something wrong in your choosing skills that for some reason you have trouble picking somebody who is what's wrong with living with somebody? That's what I say. If you can go 2 or 3 years and not separate from the person, well, then get married if you really want to get married. And what is the point of marriage anyway? Paperwork? I mean, I just, it's very confusing to me. And I'll tell you what, do you know how many people miss out on great opportunities because they are married? You know, that they're, listen, everybody becomes boring at some point. And do you know how many people will disband a boring marriage just because it got a little boring? We've talked about this on the Friday show a lot. And really, they disbanded the thing that probably in the long term would have made them happiest.
Well,
and,
you know, they like the newness. And
the newness, yes.
Any relationship you get into, like you say, it gets boring after a while if you're dependent on your relationship for facts. You know, that's, you need to do your relationship on how well you like aspects of that girl and what you, not, you know, not just sex. But even then, it's going to get boring.
Well, I would like to say this. Every girl I've ever been in a relationship with, I liked then, and I still like. I am not hypocritical in that. I because if I liked them then, even though we're not together now, why would I hate them? I don't hate them. I just...
Boy.
It just,
right.
You know, the train came to the last stop and it was time to get off. And to be honest with you, I still talk to everybody I was ever in a relationship except one person. There's only one that I don't talk to anymore. And I'm not really sure why that is, that ended that way. But, you know, that's showbiz. I'm not angry about it. But all the others, I still talk. Matter of fact, last Friday, before we went on the air Friday night, somebody I was in a relationship messaged me, wanted some information about something, and we had a nice conversation. How you doing? How you been? How are things? Hope you're happy. Wasn't it funny when that happened, that picture that they wanted information on? I still maintain perfectly fine relationships with those relationships in the past. But some people just can't do that, and that's okay too. They're not bad people. I like them all. If I wasn't in a, if I didn't like them, I wouldn't have been in the relationship to begin with.
All right, you know, one of these days you're gonna, hopefully you meet somebody that, you know, you really want to get married, but you know,
well,
you're
this
better off to wait until you're in love and you really want to get married instead of just getting married for marriage's sake.
Hey, we've got about 3 minutes left here, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on issue one going down Monday or Tuesday.
I'm glad it failed. You know, I think it was put on the ballot just to, you know, for the abortion issue to stay relevant.
Now, do you think this is
going? Might have trouble getting 60%. You know, for the abortion issue to, you know, for abortion is to be legal, but...
Well, now knowing that issue one has failed and you don't need 60% and abortion's going to be on the ballot in November, do you think we're going to have a big turnout?
Oh, I think there'll be a big turnout, and I think it's going to win.
What did you think of Glenn Coble yesterday saying he would take $35,000 for mayor and an 80% chance he would not run for a second term? Do you think that plays in his favor?
I don't think that's going to... Maybe you're not taking the money from mayor, but if I'm voting for somebody, you know, hopefully they want to do it for more than one term. It's hard to do anything for a city or a country or state or whatever when you just have one term.
Well, I think with Glenn, he'd be 81 at the end of his first term, and I think that's probably part of it.
Oh, yeah, that's... You know, if he was 70 years old, I'm sure he probably would want 2 terms.
Yeah. Well, hey, the first hour is almost over. I'm glad you called in. Feel free to call in next hour. I always enjoy the conversation.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for being out there. And by the way, if anybody wants to get in on any of this, call in after the break. And we do have Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo tickets.
They came in yesterday, so we'll be giving those away. Zumbezi Bay, good through Labor Day, and I think the zoo tickets are good through the end of the year. So we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. On the other side of this very short but important break, news, weather, and more here on WGH Talk. Back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the